The next tefillah, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, is one which is identified in the art scroll as being the most important and authentic lament that we recite on Tisha B'Av, except for the Book of Esra. Such a bold statement can be made only because, as it goes on to say, that its recitation was ordained by the prophet Yirmiyahu himself following the tragic death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. And for those who have the art scroll, which I assume is many, there's a very lengthy description in the footnotes on the bottom of this kina as to the history and context of this particular event. But in a word or two, as you know, Yoshiyahu HaMelech was responsible for perhaps triggering and bringing about and leading the greatest tshuva movement in history at a time where there was such widespread Avodah Zarah and such a massive disconnect from Torah, to the point where Yoshiyahu himself apparently did not see a Sefer Torah for the first 18 years of his reign as king. But to be able to go ahead and to turn things around, to be able to have such a tremendous impact upon the nation, upon the generation at that time, was something which was a tremendous accomplishment. It was perhaps his excitement, his pride of what he was able to accomplish that led to a sense of zealousness, which ultimately caused him to make a fatal decision to deny access to the king of Mitzrayim of entering through Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, facing them in battle, he lost. But he understood that the true sin was not his miscalculation, but the fact that he had essentially disobeyed and ignored the instructions of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. There's a clear irony in the story, and one which I think is noteworthy, and that is that on the one hand, Yoshiyahu had such a tremendous impact on his generation. The fact that so many people stopped to listen and followed his lead is a tremendous Musar Haskel for us as to whether or not we could and should be listening more to our leaders. But at the same time, the leader himself, Yoshiyahu, made such a fatal error and failed in this area, not heeding the words of Yirmiyahu. It's described here that towards the end, he acknowledged this and he tried to express his sincere remorse, but it was too late, and his death at that point was inevitable. But he remains a hero in our minds, and his legacy, both in terms of his accomplishments and his miscalculations, are one that speaks to us to this day. The importance and the need that we have to hear the tochacha of the leaders of our generation, to be open-minded, to hear, and to see guidance and reproof when appropriate, and to understand that there have been tremendous turnarounds in history when a generation is willing to open their ears, to open their hearts, and if necessary, to introduce changes into their life, if in fact one is speaking and representing God.